This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have lots to discuss today, like the coronavirus. Not a little deal, folks. I'm not one to get panicked, but I'm going to tell you something. I think this one's a little bigger deal than the old bird flu or, you know, the latest version of the flu. I think this is a big it's just a gut feel. It's a gut feel. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's kind of like the problem that the Democrats have. I said they've got their own coronavirus. It is a big deal. What is happening with the Democrats is something now that has spun well beyond their control. We have a couple of cases of coronavirus here in America. They were going to have the huge Chinese New Year celebration. China said, nope, don't have this mass exodus of people. They say it's the largest exodus of people to come celebrate anything in the world. And rightfully so, because, I mean, they got 1.6, 1.7 billion Chinese, something crazy like that. They're saying, no, stay where you are, Chinaman. Don't come to the towns. It's in an area called Wuhan, very populous, popular area of China. I lived in China. I know quite a bit about it. My folks go over there quite a bit. My play family, my play parents, Mary and Frank, we were supposed to go this year. I said I was going to join them. They got factories over there. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to not go this year. I've kind of canceled it.
Mr. Miyagi will not be joining us for the rest of his life.
I'll probably go back. I mean, I love Canada. I love China. But I ain't going while this virus is out. No. Not going to happen. Anyway, do you happen to catch the president's team on Saturday morning? The public sodomy of Adam Schiff and the Democrats. It was, I'm not going to call it masterful, because it wasn't that. Seculo kind of bumbled through, and the other guy who came up, who was very statesmanlike, I mean, they didn't, you know, there's no comedic flair, there's no sarcasm, it was just the facts, Jack. But let me tell you what. Oh, my goodness. It was ugly for them Democrats. Just the facts, Jack. I suggested in a tweet that Adam Schiff get to his proctologist immediately to get Jay Sekulow's boot removed from his buttocks. The Trump team decimated, and I mean completely destroyed, the Democrats' argument. Like Elizabeth Warren completely destroyed her tweet about her interfaith council. Did you guys know Elizabeth Warren was setting up an interfaith council? Because, you know, Democrats are so pious. They are so religious. We just love our God. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Yeah, so religious. You know why she canceled her interfaith council? I don't even know if my producers know this. You guys know why she canceled? She got mocked endlessly. She was mocked so badly that she said, okay, cancel it. People weren't buying it. And they were like, Elizabeth, please. Oh, it's kind of like the beer video. They mocked her. Do you know what happened to Adam Schiff? He got mocked. After the Republicans finished with him, the Democrats themselves were going, oh, Negro, please. Facts, baby. That's what they delivered. Facts. I'm talking about the Trump team. They delivered nothing but facts. They said, look, what Adam Schiff said about this, that was a lie. What Adam Schiff said here, it was so cool. You want to know what was the coolest part about it? They used Schiff's own words. They had video. July 2017, Schiff. August of 2017, Schiff. You know, February of 2018, Schiff, all contradicting himself in a multitude of ways. It was brutal. It was brutal, which made it fun to watch. Made it fun to watch. It's like, honestly, it was like watching your enemy run his mouth a little too much, and some dude just says, you know what? I'm sick of you. Give me, don't stop. Give me life, y'all. Give me what you got. And he was just dancing on this dude's head. Yeah, that's the best I can do with rap. Yeah, I wasn't trained in the art of rap, but I'm trained in the art of knowing when somebody's getting a rat-a-tat-tat upside their head. And Schiff got torched, man. He got beat down. Here's what he tweeted.
After listening to the president's lawyer's opening arguments, I have three observations. They don't contest
the facts of Trump's scheme. They're trying to deflect, distract from, and distort the truth, and they are continuing to cover it up by blocking documents and witnesses, which, by the way, they completely dismantled every one of those arguments. I'm talking about, do you really want to hear some clips? I mean, we'll play some clips. Completely dismantled them. So here's my point. Schiff tweets that. And I went to see the, I always like to look at the comments. Because see, Twitter is dominated by lefties. Schiff was like, oh, I'm going to test the water. It had 50 something thousand, it had like 60,000 likes. No, more than that. 55,000 retweets. And thousands of comments. I'm not even kidding. One guy said, a distinctive trait of narcissists is a complete inability to tell when you're so completely wrong. It's a form of self-delusion. You should seek help. The next one, these are in order. There was no Trump scheme. You are a fraud. Hashtag resign, Schiff. Call transcript shows no conditionality. Both presidents say no pressure. Ukraine didn't know about withheld aid at the time to call. Aid was released with no investigations. Irritated woman. Just what the heck is going on in Ukraine? What are you guys trying to keep secret? Now I want a full-blown investigation into that in every other country that's been given aid. FFS Adam. I don't know what that FFS means. Another guy jokingly said, quoting Adam Schiff, I contend that lies are truth. Next one. You need hearing aids and maybe get checked for some kind of brain malfunction. They destroyed you and your buzz. Less and less are going to buy your crap. P.S. I want to hear from your whistleblower. Folks, it was brutal. Now, next thing I tell you, you're not going to believe. It may be different now. But when I looked at this thing after Schiff put this tweet down, I scrolled down, no exaggeration, 50 pages. I still didn't find a positive tweet on his behalf. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was brutal for Adam Schiff and team. I'm talking brutal, ugly. Man. Ooh, it was bad. If I knew you better, I could tell you how ugly it was. But it was ugly. Man, I want to go back before we get to that. I want to back up a little bit. I saw there was this thing that the GOP senators had mocked the impeachment hearings. Now, if you're plugged into this, the politics of all of this, and you see the impeachment hearings for what they are, if you're a sane American, you know it's a farce. Total farce. It was cut wide open and filleted before the public on Saturday when the Republicans did their opening remarks. It was brutally, blissfully, so much of a good attack, and it could have been better. I mean, if we'd had better deliverers of the message, but Seculo and team did a good job. But after all the droning of the Democrats leading up to this and their inability to overthrow Trump, one GOP senator took action, and here's what Axios wrote. Restless senators sitting through endless hours of the impeachment of President Trump now have an outlet. Fidget spinners. Richard Burr, North Carolina Republican, handed out the toys to several of his fellow senators in the chambers before the trial proceedings got underway. You know what those fidget spinners are? The put them between your fingers and you spin them. It was super popular a while back. Then they got oversaturated, and you could buy them anywhere. And so they, you know, people probably still use them. They made them for autistic kids, you know, for kids that need, you know, other stimulation. They just kind of get into the rhythm of something. Anyway, the senator gave these out during their Democrat stuff because they were like, you know, they're going to demagogue. And they did. I think it was 23 hours we were told that these guys droned on and on and on about all the things that Donald Trump had done wrong and yada, 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 this, that, and the other. And you know what? Nobody bought it. Adam Schiff, when I looked at his Twitter feed after he posted a comment about the president and his team are still lying and deceitful and all this, and people just laid into him. Here's what somebody wrote. They literally spent an hour contesting the facts and another showing how you, Adam Schiff, have deflected, distracted, and distorted the truth. I understand why your salty Pat Cipollone and Patrick Philbin just humiliated you. Here's another one. What the Democrats have done by this fraudulent impeachment is an attack on the Constitution, the citizens, and a very moral foundation. Thus, Schiff and congressional Democrats are every bit a monstrous threat to the Republic as Benedict Arnold was. Folks, it's been ugly. Go look. You can find this tweet. Schiff doesn't tweet that much. Find him on Twitter. You can verify. I'm reading actual tweets. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Here's what somebody tweeted. The only good thing about this fraudulent impeachment is that the Democrat Party leadership, their supporting congressional colleagues, and their mainstream media allies are being exposed for the monstrous, diabolical liars they demonstrably are. A German guy, Hans Gischholt, said this. They pretty much destroyed your case and exposed your impeachment as a sham. We understand English, Adam. Another person said, it's detestable that millions of dollars in taxpayer money is being spent because corrupt Democrats hate hardworking, taxpayer-paying, Constitution-supporting, God-fearing, middle- and working-class, Main Street, patriotic American citizens who are represented by Donald Trump. Man, scathing. And what's worse for the Democrats, look, I'm not a professional pollster. I'm a professional person in knowing how to read the tea leaves. And I'll tell you this, when I scroll down on a tweet that had thousands of people that responded, and I was looking for, here's what I do almost on every one of these tweets from these leftists. I scroll down, and then I find the first guy, and I go, okay, it was 6 pages down, or 3 pages down, or 20 pages down. I scrolled at least 50 pages down, speed reading these responses to Adam Schiff, and I still hadn't found one for him. Folks, this is his Twitter feed. These are supposedly people that follow him. I know a lot of us track him too because, you know, he's the Antichrist as far as I'm concerned. But I'll be honest, I don't track him. I went to it because, I was tweeting, and I think it said Adam Schiff is trending. So I went to see, and I figured I'd get, oh, you get that, Donald Trump, Mr. Schiff. You're amazing, Mr. Congressman, because the media was fawning all over him. That was the best best laying out of Donald Trump and the telling what he did of anybody, anywhere, at any time, ever in the history of mankind. And then you get what the Republicans said. Whew. Scathing. We got any of those?
Your fact witnesses.
I came to believe. I believe that.
That is what I believe.
To the best of my understanding.
That is what I still believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe that. I think.
A sense something.
I think that.
I have no awareness or knowledge.
I thought that.
How'd that make you feel, sir?
So how did you feel? So I kind of sit here with a mix of emotions.
How did that make you feel?
I don't know.
It didn't feel like I was.
I was presuming.
I assumed that.
I was presuming. It was my assumption. I just assumed it would be pure, guesswork on my part, speculation. I don't know.
That wasn't the one I was looking for, but That was the fact witnesses that produced no facts. And oh my gosh, look, it's one thing to put in perspective that the president had a phone call with a world leader where they discussed money that our taxpayers pay. And the president said, I'm going to address corruption, which, by the way, the Democrats said he hasn't addressed corruption anywhere else. And they came out and said, oh, yeah, he did. He addressed it here, here, and here, and here. He withheld funds. Oh, by the way, so did other presidents. That's what they do. What's the next question? So they essentially said what they want the president impeached for is meeting with a head of state of a corrupt government that we give our taxpayer funds to and saying, look, we have a different policy. We aren't just giving out money willy-nilly. You're going to have to prove to us that you are taking steps to do the right thing. In other words, I made campaign promises to be a fiduciarily responsible for American taxpayer money, and you're not just going to get it. And it's not just you. It was Pakistan, and it was multiple other countries that didn't get funding, or it got held up, or it got cut back. They blew a hole in there. And in the meeting, it was really funny how they blew a hole in that. And I'm guessing we're going to have some clips on this stuff. We'll make sure we do, right? Anyway, the meetings were hysterical. He was withholding a meeting. They showed on three times. Okay. In March of 2017, he says, well, I'd love to have you come to the White House and have a meeting. In August of 2017, he said, hey, listen, love to have you come to the White House. In February of 2018, hey, what about that meeting? And then I love this part, when the guy was going to say, let's meet in Poland or something, we had a hurricane, he says, that's the only reason why Trump didn't go to that meeting.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes on Monday, we're hearing from President Trump's attorneys regarding a defense of the president in their opening statements. Meanwhile, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says it's increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I've said for some time that I hope to be able to hear from John Bolton. I think with the story that came out yesterday, it's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton.
I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution but also the defense.
The FBI is helping to process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and several others. The National Transportation Safety Board is the lead agency in the investigation into Sunday's deadly crash. News of the tragedy stunned sports fans around the world. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collections activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thank you. I thought today was an incredible 2 hours, and within 2 hours, I thought that the White House counsel and their team entirely shredded the case that has been presented by the House managers. So what we heard today was very concise. It was full of truths and facts as presented from the House managers' own witnesses. It was not filled with half-truths and personal stories about being a soldier or chief of police and wonderful appeals to the audience, but nothing relevant to the case. What we saw today was factual, relevant to what is going on in the Senate, and it points out that there have been a lot of half-truths promulgated by the House managers and absolutely pushed by the media as well. So what we're looking for, facts.
That was Rhino Republican Joni Ernst. Incredible 2 hours. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It was indeed an incredible 2 hours. You ever watch somebody pick a chicken? Just run out to the barnyard, run out to the yard, the whatever you want to call it, and just pick the chicken up by the neck, pop its head off, watch it run around, because it doesn't make any sounds because its head is in your hand. You toss the head, you go grab the chicken, and then you start picking the feathers off. That's what the Republicans did metaphorically to the Democrats. Sorry if it was too graphic for some of you weak-kneed sissies out there listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. But I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to spoon-feed you. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. It was brutal. It was, if you are a conservative, you know what you did. You were cheering the entire time. You want to know what you were cheering? You weren't cheering against the Democrats. You were cheering truth. That's what you were cheering. Because what you watched leading up to that was essentially 24 hours of Democrat lies, cherry picking of the things that they wanted you to hopefully believe about their nonsense. Their kangaroo courts in the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. They didn't want you to know the real truth, that the president is in control of foreign policy. He can have meetings with whomever he wants. He can fire ambassadors at will. He doesn't have to have a reason. And he can withhold your taxpayer funds from people that he believes are being crooked. It is in our statutes, and it is his responsibility to do so. And you know who abrogated that responsibility? Who didn't do it? Baby Black Jesus, the man who shipped $1.8 billion in the middle of the night to the Iranians and then gave them $150 billion to continue their terror around the world. The guy who did nothing to stop corruption anywhere in the world, and in fact, promoted it. Allowed Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, John Kerry, and other members of his staff to enrich themselves while pretending they were helping Haiti or helping, you know, countries in Africa. What a joke. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. That was Joni Ernst talking about all the things that you, if you got a chance to see it, it was magical. And here, what's funny, the ABC team, they were shell-shocked. I want to play what they said just because they were shell-shocked.
And Cecilia Vega, senior White House correspondent, also, as far as I could tell, the president was silent,
yeah,
even on Twitter, all during this testimony. But his team was out there reinforcing the points that we were hearing from the legal team.
And the social media push was full court press today, George. And I'm actually surprised the campaign in particular has sent out more tweets in the last 2 hours than they have even when the House managers were delivering their side of this. The White House rapid response team has been in full court. They're all working Saturday. And the most recent defense that they've given says the president has done nothing wrong. So they're echoing the points. They're reinforcing the points that we heard the Trump legal team make today.
And you know what wasn't being echoed? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You want to know what was not being echoed? Anything about Schiff. Schiff was amazing. He was stately. Nobody was talking about Jeffries, who called Trump, said that the KKK was in the White House. The Grand Wizard was in the White House. Nobody was saying anything about him because they got picked apart. Let me tell you how bad it got. I'm going to play a clip from CNN. You want to know how bad it got? When you start talking about the race card.
It was mostly the president's official lawyers. These are White House lawyers. These are government employees, as opposed to the president's personal lawyers. Jay Sekulow was the only personal lawyer who spoke today. That to me was pretty striking.
White House and white people. This is a lesson in the diversity of the two parties. I mean, you look at the House managers. It was almost evenly divided between men and women. You had two African Americans. You had a Hispanic. I mean, you know, look, it was all white men today. There are two white women on allegedly on the team. We'll see if they're allowed to argue. But, I mean, I think, you know, in a visual medium, when you have one side that has a very diverse team and the other side that's all white men, that says something in and of itself.
Hey, well, thanks for the count. Because let me tell you what I prefer when I'm getting, you know, in court. I'm going to tell you what I prefer. Competence. I don't care what color you are. I had a Korean attorney for years, Young Sung Cho. She was my attorney. And you know why? Because she was a pit bull. She represented you in court like you were the last candidate. I mean, the last perp or whatever you want to call yourself, defendant on earth. And you were the only person who could feed her. That's the way she represented you. But in the previous clip, the other person said, the president was silent. His team was reinforcing the points. Yes, they were. They were reinforcing the points that the Democrats got plucked like chickens. Plucked like chickens. And then this guy, it really shows how the difference between the two parties. This is a clown on CNN. Nobody challenges and says, now, wait a minute. What a stupid thing to say. The president can pick whatever lawyers he chooses, just like the Democrats can pick whatever candidates they want. Presently, they don't want any blacks. They don't want a South Pacific Islander. They don't want any Latinos. And they don't want any Asians. Apparently, they only want rich white people. Nobody pushed back on him. What a stupid comment. This is how he picked his team. Look at the managers. Look at who's questioning, whatever. Are you kidding? You know why the Democrats pick Jeffries? Because he's a stooge. He is what you call a token. You know, they always talk about, the Republicans have a token black. We don't have a single token black. When I go to events, and I don't care whether it's me only or 50,000 black folks, I never feel like a token. I feel like a star. I feel like, you know what? I'm glad to be here with all you great folks, all you other stars. People treating me with the respect I deserve because they know my character. Not looking at color. I don't know how many events I've been to where people, you know, come up, hey, Kevin, you know, listen, how about we come go to lunch together, go to dinner, get a drink, have some coffee. Me and Doug Giles, Doug said, hey, Kev, why don't you come with me, man? Let's go smoke some cigars. Go to a cigar bar. And we did. Went there together, had a great time. He didn't pick me because I was black. He goes, you like to smoke cigars? Occasionally. You want to come with me to a cigar? I'll be happy to, Doug. Let's talk some politics. We invited other people, too, of all colors. I know, strange. K. Carl Smith was there. He was with his family, so he chose not to come. But it was not only, it wasn't a one black only event. Look, this is how desperate these people are, folks. Pulling a race card. And Joni Ernst is telling you, a rhino Republican, the one you cannot count on going, wow. You know what Joni Ernst was saying? I don't think I've ever seen anybody get picked apart to such a degree. It blows my mind. Even Romney is going to have to take a step back and go, well, I got to tell you, Trump's team did a masterful job. He hasn't said a word. Mr. Well, we got to look at all, you know, who, I don't know what he says, but you know what I'm talking about. He hates Trump. He hasn't said a word. Donald Trump himself said, I don't have the clip. Do we? I don't think we have this clip. But Donald Trump essentially said, go in there and tell them the truth. Give them the timelines and let these senators make the determination of should this impeachment have even occurred. By the way, they picked these clowns apart on procedure to such a degree it was precision missile strikes. Soleimani, or what's his name, Soleimani? He would be proud to know that they gave surgical missile strikes to Adam Schiff. I laughed at Adam Schiff and everything that was happening to that fool. Well, they just said, oh, here's what Adam Schiff said. Here's what he said then. Here's what he said now. Here's what he said then. Here's what he said now. Here's a lie he told then. Here's a lie he hasn't backed up now. We're still wanting to know. And by the way, Adam Schiff, where is the whistleblower? That was damning information about him. We got more when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Sunday show's really that important?
He watches.
I don't know, John, to the world.
No, I'm saying President Trump.
It's sort of mystifying to me that he's so concerned about them. I just think, you know, the Republicans are winning here. The president is winning here, and as long as they don't, completely fall on their faces, which they're all competent lawyers, they're not going to do that. I think that's fine for them.
That was CNN's Jeffrey Toobin saying Republicans are winning. He watched those opening remarks and said, you know what? As long as they don't do anything stupid, which they aren't going to do, they're going to continue to win. You know why he said that? Because he's a rational person that went, there is no refuting the actual evidence. As the Republicans said in their opening remarks, we're going to give you facts. That's all we want to do is present facts to you. Here's the opening remarks for the president's team.
We're going to focus today on two points. You heard the House manager speak for nearly 24 hours over 3 days. We don't anticipate using that much time. We don't believe that they have come anywhere close to meeting their burden for what they're asking you to do. In fact, we believe that when you hear the facts, and that's what we intend to cover today, the facts, you will find that the president did absolutely nothing wrong. And what we intend to do today, and we'll have more presentations in greater detail on Monday, but what we intend to do today is go through their record that they established in the House. And we intend to show you some of the evidence that they adduced in the House that they decided over their 3 days and 24 hours that they didn't have enough time or made a decision not to show you. And every time you see one of these pieces of evidence, ask yourself, why didn't I see that in the first 3 days? They had it. It came out of their process. Why didn't they show that to the Senate? They're asking you to remove President Trump from the ballot in an election that's occurring in approximately 9 months. They're asking you to tear up all of the ballots across this country on your own initiative. Take that decision away from the American people. And I don't think they spent 1 minute of their 24 hours talking to you about the consequences of that for our country. Not 1 minute. They didn't tell you what that would mean for our country today, this year, and forever into our future. They're asking you to do something that no Senate has ever done. And they're asking you to do it with no evidence.
Facts, people listening to the Kevin Show. Kevin Jackson Show, the Kevin Show. Facts, and nothing but the facts. But it's going to get worse for the Democrats. It's going to get worse because there's been all kinds of news that's coming up, coming to the surface, but these hearings and stuff are interfering. But don't think it's stopping, folks. Here's an article. Authority granted to the federal government to secretly wiretap and spy on former Trump affiliate Carter Page was not valid. The nation's top spy court, pardon me, noted in a secret ruling that came earlier this month. The order from the FISA court was created and authorized by the FISA Act, was initially signed and issued on January 7th of 2020, but was not declassified and released until last Thursday. And you know what it revealed? Judge James Boasberg, the current federal judge presiding over the FISA court, wrote in his order that at least two of the FISA applications against Carter Page were unlawfully authorized. Additionally, according to his order, the DOJ similarly concluded following the release of a sprawling investigative report on the matter by the agency's IG, the Inspector General, that the government did not have probable cause that Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power. The FISA law states that American citizens cannot be secretly spied upon by the U.S. government absent of probable cause based on valid evidence. Now, what's the outcome of this? Flynn, I warned you guys. I warned you. I said Michael Flynn has the government by the cojones. It's just a matter of time. And you know what somebody finally wrote? I don't know who it was. It's like when Dan Bongino finally mentioned Carlin, John Carlin. Well, I told you guys, I said the reason why Flynn is such a critical issue is once they determine that he was set up, he then gets to say, I want all the evidence. You cannot withhold anything. Right now, Adam Schiff does not want to turn over information related to his so-called whistleblower. One of the things that came up in the Saturday questioning by the Republicans was, where is this guy who was so important to you? Adam Schiff made a comment He's really important. You must hear from direct testimony of the whistleblower. That went to, no, we no longer need it because we have the transcript. And no, he's not going to testify at all. We're not going to divulge who he is. They played three clips of Adam Schiff, and one of them said, you had to have this guy. So guess what? All these things that are being held up and whatever else, when you start getting guys like Papadopoulos and all of them, but particularly Michael Flynn, because he's going to say no, fruit of the poison tree. And oh, by the way, I want, because let me tell you, General Flynn, I know this man personally. He's gone practically bankrupt, sold his house. Fighting this stuff has cost him a fortune. A man who has given his career, served in the military, served under Obama, then served under Trump for a minute, and because they want to destroy Trump, they decided they would destroy him. I'd sue everybody in the freaking food chain. Somebody's got to pay for this. DOJ assesses that with respect to applications, and they give out the docket numbers, if not earlier, there was insufficient predication to establish probable cause, blah, blah, blah. And what that means is everything that happened since then was nothing more than the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, and all these clowns that hated Donald Trump to say, we have the rationalization to do it. We can do it. They were liars then and they're liars now. And everybody is aware of it. They all know how devious these people are. And I'm going to play a clip from Harry Reid talking about Donald Trump when he became president-elect. And you tell me what you think about this.
It's obvious that he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's obvious he can't control his mind or his tongue. And what I've suggested, if now, because he's the nominee for the party, and he's entitled to briefings from the CIA, for example, I said publicly, give him fake briefings. Pretend you're briefing him. Don't tell him anything that you don't want to get out. And that's how I feel about it. I think that the man is a loose cannon. I think he's done so much to hurt our country with our international relations already.
But as a Republican nominee, isn't he entitled to get those briefings?
Give him fake briefings.
What does that even mean?
It means they'll tell him stuff. He won't know the difference.
You're basically telling the intelligence community to lie to him.
No, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, but I just want to tell you everything.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Harry Reid, then Senate Minority Leader, Senate Majority Leader, whatever. I don't know which one he was at the time. Telling him. Give him fake information. Now, I want to take you back to Donald Trump saying, I don't listen to the spy agencies for my information. Remember when he said that? And everybody, oh, he thinks he's big. He doesn't even want to trust the intelligence community. He says, I don't listen to the intelligence community. You want to know why? Because of that. These are the people that swore they were going to have a peaceful transition to the next president. And before Donald Trump even won, what Harry Reid said to the intelligence community is give him false information. Give him, you ready, folks? Fake news. Things that were going to determine the future of this country had he won the election, which, for those of you who don't know, Donald Trump won, not Hillary Clinton. He wanted him to have fake information. That was what Donald Trump would make his decisions on as president, fake information. And you want to know why they were okay with giving him fake information? Because those clowns were trying to overthrow your vote. Same thing is happening with the Democrats right now. And it's not working. And they don't know what to do. The level of desperation, you could cut it with a butter knife.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.